You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. It is a great day. The Masters gets underway. At some point today, they've got rain right now. And probably our favorite little event, the Frozen Four, gets underway as well. It's a Miller and Moulton thing. It should be in Tampa every year. Hold on 1 second. How the heck are you? Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. How are you on this fine Thursday morning?
I'm doing good. I feel a little bit like the folks in Augusta, though. I'm a little, you know, a little soggy. I'm on a little bit of a delay right now. I'm not as ready to start as I thought I would be this morning. And maybe it's because there's rain in Augusta, David.
You feel a little soggy?
A little soggy.
What are you, a cornflake that, you know, sitting in milk for a little too long? What? How does that actually feel?
A little heavier than normal. A little slower.
Okay. And that's strictly because it's raining in Augusta.
Yeah, I don't know why it is, but that's what I'm chalking it up to.
So the rain in Augusta is affecting your bones. Let's see. That's a good 10-hour drive away.
Not even leisurely, David.
No, it is not. You know why? Because you have to make a turn. Okay, see, where you are, straight up I-75, you can go all the way to Atlanta. That's leisurely. Time-consuming, but leisurely. But once you get near Atlanta, you got to make a right. Now it's no longer leisurely. Now it's a drive because there's a turn involved. So you and I used to make leisurely drives. You know, 3 hours here, 5 hours there. 7 hours there. They're straight driving. That's it. Once we got on the road, baby, boom. You know, once you get off I-75, all bets are off. Well, then it's a drive. It's no longer leisurely. But, yeah, two of our favorite events get underway. I know that 13 of you pay attention to the Frozen Four. I don't know what to tell you. College hockey's cool. All right, single elimination event. They only invite 16 teams. No, or are they up to 24 now?
No, 16.
It's just 16, right? They're talking about expanding it, but, you know, they have resisted the World Cup temptation. It's just 16. Single elimination, get this sucker over with, bada bing, bada boom. Minneapolis, St. Paul, playing host to the Frozen Four this year. But the Masters, we've got to come up with a poll question. We have been bad this week with our poll questions.
Well, we've had a couple. I mean, we're like Meatloaf. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I know, but we've been late. I mean, he at least released that album and 8-track on time. Speaking of which, so Bon Jovi, I know your favorite group, just bear with me. So they announced apparently, because it's like 40 years, this is since their first album.
Okay.
Their self-titled album was 40 years ago. And so they're coming out with another album. I don't know how much of it's new music. I think all of it is. But anyway, they said they're going to release it on vinyl, CD, and cassette. Basically, just for old time's sake.
I don't know anybody that still has a cassette player. I mean, the vinyl thing I get. Vinyl outsold CD last year. I mean, vinyl's back.
I mean,
as back as anything could be that's not digital. From a musical standpoint,
Nothing
comes close to what we download, obviously. But yes, vinyl has made a huge comeback.
And so I think just for old time's sake, basically spanning their career, it's like these are the three ways that we distributed our product, at least that you could physically touch it. And so, you know what, just for old time's sake, you know, send the bill to us. We'll pay for it. We're going to release it. In vinyl, CD, and cassette.
All right. Well, if that doesn't age you, I don't know what will.
It's going to say if that doesn't show their age, I don't know what will. But good show lined up today. We'll go to Soggy Augusta. Ron Cyrak will join us in about 90 minutes' time. We'll preview the NFL draft some more. It's 2 weeks today, baby. Let's go. Chad Forbes, the draft is what he lives for. He will join us in a couple hours, and we'll talk a little baseball. We've given the season a couple weeks. You know, we've let about 137 pitchers, you know, go on the injured list. The Marlins have won 2 games in 2 weeks.
I was going to say, let's give it up for the Marlins. They were winners last night. All right.
Yeah. Way to go. Honor the Marlins, we figured we'd talk a little baseball.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's our show lined up for you today. So our long national nightmare may be over.
Which one?
Well, it's all relative. I was thinking about the NHL in Phoenix. Just thought that'd be, you know, a little one-liner there. Boom. Because I don't know if it's anybody's nightmare. In fact, I don't know how many people are even aware. But
In Phoenix,
right. Because apparently the NHL, they're putting 2 schedules together for next year. That's never good, by the way. And it's all because this one team, they don't know where they're going to be playing. That doesn't really bode well for where they're currently playing, does it?
It really does not, David.
No. Because there's a lot involved in making a schedule. You know, arena availability and all. So, Salt Lake City trying to become a playa. Because I guess the Winter Olympics and the Jazz aren't enough. They need more.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
They are raising their hand saying we're ready for more teams.
Yeah. We basically want to become Nashville of the West, you know, minus the partying. Because we don't do that here to the extent that you do it elsewhere. Although we do, but that's off the field. Hello. Is this on? Telling you, I'm fired up today. See, I've had 2 good nights sleep in a row and a nap. All right. I've had a lot of rest the last 2 days. I am feeling it. This feels like a Monday to me. I feel so good.
Wow.
I know. You're feeling heavy, soggy.
Soggy.
Trent's got one leg already out the door. He's got a noon flight. He's got his luggage next to him in the studio. He gone. I'm fired up.
Well, that's
I'm feeling
good.
Light. Light as a feather.
Look like you're going to go after a foul ball. You're so jumpy this morning.
Exactly. Man, like, give me the cones. I'll do the shuttle right now. You know what I will say? That the whole the net thing, all right, I was never good at the net. You know, the feet in the net.
Right.
You know, the squares.
Uh-huh.
That was a trip to the ER waiting to happen every single time. You know, that was a reason to give up football right there.
So the agility drill, not your favorite.
Not the net. I mean, you know, get me going side to side a little bit. You know, it's straight ahead, I'm not very fast. Side to side, for whatever reason, a little more quickness. The whole feet in the net. Oh, no, man. I never would have made it in the Army for a bunch of reasons. You know, probably not respecting authority enough really would have held me back.
That would have been on the top of the list. I mean, sure, the obstacle course may have given you difficulty, David, but the whole authority thing would have really been a hindrance to you in the armed forces.
I know, because my understanding is when you raise your hand and go, can we discuss this? The answer is no.
Always.
Right. And I need to talk things out. I need to come to an understanding. You know, this whole my way or the highway thing, it except with my mother, it doesn't work with me.
Boy, you'd have been in great shape.
I would have.
You'd have done a lot of push-ups.
Yeah, that's another thing. I was never good at push-ups. Also, climbing the rope. You know what? Come to think of it, there's a lot of reasons why me and the Army wouldn't have been good for me. They would have, like, used me as ammunition, I think, by the end. They just would have stuffed me in something and said, oh, fire him.
All I'm seeing is you as John Candy in stripes. What, you got a 6 to 8 week training program around here, which is perfect for me.
Exactly.
That's all. That's all I'm seeing.
Ah, you got a king and a jack and an eight. Now, if you had three of those kings, you would have won. That's why they call me Mr. Vegas. But, hey, you know, there was no woo pig suey from John Cal yesterday. I'm very disappointed.
No, but he did let all of us know that God helped him make the decision.
Which is funny. Okay, not saying that John's not a person of faith, but I thought it was... did God tell him that the Kentucky didn't want him anymore? I mean, just because that's really what drove this.
But he said he talked to his priest, and the priest said, go for an hour walk, imagining you're the coach of Arkansas, and walk back an hour, imagining you're at Kentucky, and then you will know.
Right. Hey, that's possible. You know, that's entirely possible. That's kind of like if you sit down and you draw the line in the middle of the paper, right? You know, Kentucky on the left, Arkansas on the right. I mean, that's kind of the same exercise. You go for a walk. On your way out, you're coaching one program. On the way back, you're coaching another. How do you feel? Which one felt better? You know, which walk did you walk right into a tree because you weren't paying attention? And which walk were you skipping down the sidewalk? You know, that. Okay. But I love the fact in which he said, quote, we've met with the team. We have no team. Wow. Okay. I'll bet there's a few guys on scholarship at Arkansas right now that went, wait, what did he say? Is that our coach? We're not on the team. What happened? I'm not going to have to return these sweats, am I? So
he's portaling.
Oh, meanwhile, Mark, if you've committed to Kentucky or you're currently at Kentucky, you gone. They are leaving in droves.
Of course they are.
And meanwhile, Kentucky's saying to Scott Drew, no, really, take more time. No, really, every hour that you stay in Waco, this is really helping us a lot. Hey, I'm just curious, when you get offered the Kentucky job, if you don't immediately say yes, isn't the answer no?
Not always.
Put it this way, you're Kentucky, I'm the guy you're offering the job to. If you offer it to me and I don't say yes, what do you think the answer is?
I think the answer is no. Time to move on.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes after the hour. Good show lined up for you today. We'll talk a little golf, a little football, a little baseball. Huh? How about that? Hope your week's going well. You've gotten over the hump. We can darn near see the finish line from here. Miller and Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. It's a little early to hit you with as much meat and potatoes as I'm going to hit you with right now. So I'm going to apologize in advance, okay? Feel free to stop me at any point in time. You ready?
I'm ready.
C.W. Lambert is the guy's name. He's a Big 12 insider.
Okay.
So says he, because his handle is inside the Big 12.
Ooh. Is he based out of Utah?
No, he's based out of Morgantown, West Virginia.
Okay, Big 12 country.
Well, it is.
I know.
Should it be? That's a whole other story. Okay. So he basically said, listen, I was going to write up this story, but it would take too long. So you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there on X. He says, I've got some legit insider information from a source in the broadcasting industry. I have to assume that's ESPN because here's the story. ESPN has approached Florida State, Clemson, and the ACC about a settlement. It would allow the Seminoles and the Tigers to leave the ACC whenever they want, but the deal's only possible if they go to the SEC. And we all know why, because ESPN is the exclusive broadcast partner of the SEC, just like they're the exclusive, basically, broadcast partner of the ACC, so ESPN doesn't want to lose the property. All right. ESPN would not lose money if they go to the SEC. The basics of the settlement are this. Florida State and Clemson would pay an exit fee, pretty much what Texas and Oklahoma paid to the Big 12, and they would pay a percentage. The ACC would retain the rights to Florida State and Clemson home games, but license those rights to ESPN for SEC broadcast. The ACC receives 50% of fair market value of those games in both football and basketball. The percentage the ACC would receive would decrease every year. ESPN would then pick up the option on the ACC contract, ensuring that it stays in existence through 2036, but would renegotiate, lowering the money that they give the ACC because of the loss of Florida State and Clemson. Okay, the SEC, by the way, would also be contractually obligated to play top-tier ACC programs every year. Okay, the proposed settlement mitigates the damages to everybody. The ACC survives. Okay, their losses are offset by the percentage of the money that Florida State and Clemson is going to be paying them and that they're going to be making off them. Florida State and Clemson win by leaving the ACC. 50% of the SEC is more than 100% of the ACC. Everyone saves legal fees and embarrassment, all right? And what C.W. Lambert is saying is, one, he doesn't know if the ACC will go for it. But what ESPN is basically going to do is stare into the heart and soul of the ACC and say, let me tell you about the story of the Pac-12. Because apparently, according to C.W. Lambert here, ESPN is going to politely look at them and say, listen, if you guys don't settle this Florida State Clemson thing, we're not going to pick up our option on your contract, which means you're not going to have any TV revenue in 3 years. Good luck. So he expects a settlement that will allow Florida State and Clemson to play in the SEC by 2026. So there you go. I haven't seen that anywhere else. C.W. Lambert, a, quote, Big 12 insider, unquote, getting all this information from a TV source. I have to believe it's somebody who has an office in Bristol. Have to. Either that or he's getting it from somebody at a school who is getting it directly from the horse's mouth. What do you think?
It's fascinating. It shows you how much, if true, David, how scared ESPN is of Fox and of losing properties to the Big Ten. And, right. And this screams, keep it in-house. And the house is ESPN.
Keeping the Big Ten out of their southern footprint, where football is most popular. Absolutely. A lot of noise has been made in recent days, Mark, because technically the ACC has sued Florida State and Clemson, but especially Florida State. Well, apparently all the other schools in the conference have gone along with it, which means that technically Miami is suing Florida State. Some people at Florida State are looking at Miami like, really? And yet, deep down, we know you want to come with us. Kiss my... is what some of the people in Tallahassee are now saying. Kind of like, yeah, welcome to the Big 12. Because we are going to make sure you don't follow us to the Big Ten if you want to play this kind of hardball. Really? You couldn't just sit this one out. You couldn't be neutral, huh? This couldn't be a shootout or overtime loss. You couldn't get your point and take it and go home? Okay. Now, first off, if you're the ACC, would you accept the deal?
Boy.
Survival. Guaranteed survival.
It is survival.
Guaranteed survival for 12 more years.
If it wasn't for the out of ESPN in 3 years, I don't know if I would. But ESPN looks to have complete control over what the future of the ACC is.
If Florida State and Clemson leaves, according to this source, ESPN can say, well, yeah, this violates our deal. But we're not going to pick up our option. Good luck. And then in theory, the schools would scatter and Fox and ESPN would fight over who goes where. So gut feeling right now, are you inclined to take it if you're the ACC, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. If you're Florida State and Clemson, are you inclined to take it? Or is this, hell no, we're blowing it up?
I think it's B. I think Florida State has made their mind up that they're after the ACC, and ESPN, of all people, are not going to tell Florida State where they are going to go next. I think they're that honked off at ESPN.
Well, I know they're honked off at ESPN, but once again, this is business. This is a nasty divorce settlement, but at the end of the day, when your divorce lawyer looks at you and goes, you can channel that rage. You can stay angry. I'm not asking you to not be angry, but I am asking you to sign this deal because I don't think I can do better for you. So you can be angry at me too, but sign it. I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, come on. You're Florida State. I mean, honestly.
Well, and you didn't do very well in the last court meeting.
No, you lost 2 out of 3.
Right.
Now, you can still eventually leave. It's just a matter of if you're losing in court, it's going to cost you more money. But if you're hell-bent on leaving, you'll just raise the money and you'll pay it. But we gone. Okay. If you're Florida State, are you more inclined to take this or tell ESPN and the ACC to pound sand?
Can both be true? Because I think they're more inclined to tell ESPN to go pound sand, but I still think they may sign it when it's all said and done. Because I don't know if there'll be a better deal for them out there.
Don't you have to have the Big Ten on line two? Okay, just so you know, if we go to war, you taking us? I mean, the answer's got to be yes. Fox and Big Ten have got to be sitting there saying, go to war, buddy. We're here.
We got you.
Whether you come out winners, losers, okay, whatever. We're here. Don't you worry. We got you. So I just wanted to throw that story out there, you know, by 6:30 in the morning. Nothing to digest or anything.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the hour. We're an hour away from Ron Cyrak joining us from soggy Augusta, where the proceedings are delayed. Could be most of the morning. We'll see. Officially delayed at least an hour. But, you know, we'll get to that coming up in a bit because it's time for...
The Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's The Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
Well, the story broke late in our show yesterday. Jags defensive end linebacker Josh Allen, he got paid. Potentially, it could be 5 for $150. It's 88 guaranteed. He had 17 and a half sacks last year. They reduced his cap hit this year, $13 million by doing this deal. That's pretty good. Now, it's not going to be that way every year of the deal, but for this year, by doing this deal, they saved themselves $13 million. So it's going to be the Eagles and the Packers in Brazil. Hello. You got Thursday Night Football. We don't know who the Chiefs are going to be playing. And then the next night on Peacock in Brazil, Eagles, Packers, it's an Eagles home game. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, week one of the NFL, get ready for it. And Monday's usually a doubleheader.
I'm surprised it's not Cleveland. I mean, those are the two teams. Remember, it's a conference game, two teams that both made the playoffs a year ago, and taking away a home game essentially from a team in a game that could have playoff implications, even though it's week one from a tiebreak standpoint. I was surprised they didn't go Cleveland.
Well, we went through the schedule, what, 3-4 weeks ago, and we narrowed it down to, we thought it was Steelers, Browns, Packers, because we thought they were, A, not going to give them a division game, but B, they were also going to give them a game with meat on the bone. If the NFL's learned anything from, you know, doing London for how many times they've done it, and now all of Europe, is when you kept sending the Jags over when the Jags were horrible, Europe was looking at the NFL like, seriously? You got to do better than this. So, you know, what did they do? They sent, you know, they've been sending the Chiefs and the Packers and the Giants and the Dolphins. You know, they've been sending some meat on the bone. We knew they were going to give the Eagles a good team, but didn't somebody on the Browns like 2 weeks ago publicly say we're going to Brazil?
Yes.
Well, you're not, buddy. Packers are. Friday, September 6th. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is in trouble. He faces 8 counts of various degrees of reckless driving, leaving the scene, that whole deal. He was driving a Lamborghini. It caused a chain reaction crash. No one died. Quite a few people were injured.
He was racing a Lamborghini. He wasn't driving a Lamborghini. He was racing a Lamborghini.
Although, with a Lamborghini, at what rate of speed do you have to get to before you consider it racing? I mean, that is one of those cars where you could be doing a buck 10 down the highway, and it doesn't feel like racing. I told you when I did the Jacksonville-Purdue game and I got a Mustang. Next thing you know, I'm just driving. I got an hour drive to the hotel. I'm just driving, and I look down, and I'm doing 90-something. I went, holy blank. I've been in a Mustang before. Just wondering. But he was racing.
He was racing.
They were racing. Yeah, and people got hurt. And I'm just curious, how's he going to avoid jail time? I mean, this is something that usually, and plus this many counts. I mean, is this going to be one of those things where they're going to interrupt his career and send him to prison? Are they going to send him to jail in the offseason? No, seriously. Is it going to be one of those deals where he's going to work, you know, he's going to basically, his salary is going to go straight to the victims, and that's, they're going to let him keep playing, but literally he's going to work for free? I mean, it doesn't seem
he
like...
He won't do a day in jail.
Okay. I mean, Dante Stallworth did 24 days. I mean,
he killed somebody.
He did kill somebody. But
he killed somebody.
Days. But, you know, they took the $8 million settlement instead. I'm just wondering if they work something out here. College Hoops, John Calipari officially introduced as the Arkansas head coach. 5 years, a minimum of $7 million a year. He gets $1 million signing bonus. It's no joke. He also... He gets a $500,000, like, the first 2 years. If he stays for 2 years, they'll give an extra $500,000 a year just for staying. He's got bonuses for winning tournament games. Anyway, it could be worth a lot of money, is what we're saying. NBA. Heat lose at home to the red-hot Mavs, 111-92. Luke and Kyrie combined for 54. You know, Kyrie had $1 million bonus in his contract if they win 50 games. Mavs won their 50th game of the year last night. Kyrie was doing high fives at the end of the game, telling everybody. Seriously, you could hear him. It's on me, buddy. We're going out. On me. It's on Mark Cuban, actually. $1 million, guys. Good win. Heat are a game behind the Sixers. Right now, Miami's the 8th seed, and they look locked into the play-in. Orlando suffered 2 losses in a row. Here they were on the verge of being the 2 seed, and now they wake up the 5 this morning in the East. The Bucks with no Giannis. He's out for the rest of the regular season because of the calf injury. 117-99 over Orlando. Cleveland's the 4 seed thanks to their 12-point win over Memphis. Right now, Milwaukee's the 2, the Knicks are the 3. Jokic with 41, game of the night in the NBA. Nuggets over the T-Wolves, 116-107. Denver's the one seed. Minnesota, OKC, both a game back. Technically, OKC is the tiebreaker on Minnesota. So the T-Wolves with this loss went from the one to the three seed, just like that. Phoenix, by the way, trying to avoid the play-in out west. Beat the Clippers, 124-108. Clippers are a game ahead of the Mavs in the race for 4-5. They look like they're going to play each other in the first round, but who's going to have home court? Meanwhile, Phoenix in the 7-hole, a half a game behind New Orleans for the 6th seed. Celtics signed Drew Holiday. You know, we talked about this over the last couple of years, that the money, the NBA salaries are wow. Drew Holiday, third best player on the Celtics. Agreed? I mean, Porzingis or Holiday?
I was going to say, is it Porzingis? That's...
And I'd say Holiday, better all-around player. Porzingis is a one-dimensional guy more so than Holiday. But so third or fourth best player on the Celtics. Very good player, though. He just signed a four-year, $135 million extension. That's just shy of 34 a year. What's Jalen Brunson going to get if Drew Holiday's getting 34? I mean, seriously, you're a team. You're trying to sign your best players. Going, if Drew Holiday, who I believe in his early 30s, if Drew Holiday is getting 34 a year, think about what NBA guys are going to be making. Oh, by the way, the TV deal they're about to sign is going to double or triple. Actually, they're saying it's going to triple their TV revenue. NBA players are going to be the highest paid athletes in this country.
And it's not they're going to border on what soccer players are making right now.
They really are. Commissioner Adam Silver came out and said that, listen, we're still doing the investigation, but that Jonte Porter guy with Toronto, if what they're alleging is true, he ain't ever going to play in the NBA again. I've got the power to do it, and I'll do it. Trae Young returned last night for the Hawks. He played 21 minutes, had 14 points, 11 assists. That's pretty good in 21 minutes. They lost to Charlotte, though. That's not good. 115-114. Okay, the NHL is putting two schedules together for next year. One of them is the Coyotes in Phoenix, and the other has them in Salt Lake City.
I'll bet on B.
I don't even know if the NHL is going to wait to see whether or not the Coyotes win the auction for the land where they want to buy their or build their new arena at. Apparently, here's the deal, Mark. The NHL, according to reports, is saying to the owner of the Coyotes, yeah, we're going to buy the team from you for $1 billion, and you're going to take your money and you're going to leave quietly. And then we're going to turn around and sell it for about $1.3 billion to this guy in Salt Lake City. And then we're going to take the $300 or so million and we're going to divide it by the other 31. And so every owner is going to get $10 million. And your franchise is going to be in Salt Lake and, you know, just see you. That's what was reported yesterday. We'll see. Blues. Very much alive for that final playoff spot in the West. They beat Chicago 5-2. They're 3 points back of Vegas for that final spot, who lost to Edmonton 5-1. Vegas does have 4 games left to play. The Blues only 3. Edmonton's 4 points behind Vancouver for the division lead. Vancouver lost to Arizona in overtime 4-3. Mark, only one more home game for the Coyotes. Final game of the regular season. They're home. Could be the farewell in Phoenix. Playoffs, by the way, will start a week from Saturday, the 20th. The NHL announced that. By the way, Diamond Sports got an extension on their whole bankruptcy plan. Major League Baseball has been against Diamond Sports for a year and a half now, but the NBA and the NHL was backing Diamond Sports because most of their games are broadcast on these regional cable channels. Now, even the NBA and the NHL have abandoned Diamond. They're suing. They're like, no, 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 no. We can't wait till November to find out whether they're going to stay in business or not. This could mess up our entire broadcast season next year. So we got that going. Frozen Four begins today in Minneapolis. Denver and BU, two of the top three teams in the country at 5 o'clock. Unranked Michigan taking on number one Boston College at 8:30. Last time Michigan won the hockey national title was 3 months after they won the football national title. Do you sense the theme? Baseball, Rays with 3 in the first. 2 of those runs scored on a wild pitch, Mark. But they beat the Angels 4-2. And the Marlins beat the Yankees. Aaron Boone got ejected. because, you know, it's a day that ends in Y. 5-2 Marlins. They scored 4 in the third. They're 2-11. They're going to begin a run. Orioles beat the Red Sox 7-5, but the big story, Jackson Holliday's major league debut, number one prospect in the game. He went 0-for-4, but he did have an RBI. Twins beat the Dodgers 3-2. Cleveland down 5-0. They get homers from the brothers, the Naylor brothers, Bo and Josh, who homered to help tie the game. Then down a run in the 10th, Bo drove in a run, and then Josh drove in the game winner. And apparently yesterday was National Sibling Day. I just thought it was National Grilled Cheese Day. Anyway, Guardians are 9-3 with the win. Astros are 4-9, and the Royals have won 6 in a row, 11-2 KC. Seattle scored 5 in the 10th to beat Toronto. Texas over Oakland. Phils edged the Cardinals. Arizona with 2 in the 9th to beat the Rockies. Giants over the Nats. Cubs held the 3 hits, lost 10-2 to the Padres. Milwaukee's off to an 8-3 start. They beat our Reds, Mark, who are 6-6, 7-2. Mets and Braves postpone rain. All right. 89 guys at the Masters, 13 of them play on the LIV Tour, 18 past champions, 33 major champions in the field. Ricky Fowler won the par 3 contest yesterday, so he's out because nobody wins the par 3 contest and then wins the tournament. Not that Ricky was going to win it anyway. Usually 7:45, Jack, Gary Player, Tom Watson do that honorary starter thing in the first tee times at 8. But everything's been pushed back till at least 9 o'clock. They think it's going to be later than that. It's been raining overnight and this morning in Augusta. But expect the golf to get underway late morning. And at 8 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
Apparently it was not a good starting five because Trent bailed on the music. You know, with like 4 minutes to go, he said, yeah, this just isn't it very good. I'm done with the music.
The music only lasts like 12 minutes, so, and it's a hard stop. So I try to fade it down when it's getting near the end there. A little behind the curtain, but.
Okay. All right.
Thought I had more than 12 minutes in there, but.
12 minutes.
Oh, all right.
That's all we got.
All right.
I'm not bailing on you, David. Come on. That was a good starting five.
He faded it down 3 minutes early, though. He did. He's like, this sucks. This is not interesting me at all. No. Nothing.
I was riveted, by the way.
I know you were. Yep.
The Naylor brothers. That's what I take out of it.
Bo and Josh, Mark.
I'm a bigger fan of Josh than I am Bo.
So's mom and dad. There you have it. Ron Cyrak in 45 minutes. We'll look ahead to the Masters. It really will get underway later this morning.
Love that they have the notifications coming out that they're not even letting you in the park. They weren't letting you in the parking lot either.
Nope.
No tailgating in the parking lots at Augusta, damn it. We're not opening the gates. We're not opening the parking. And we'll let you know when we're going to, and we'll have updates coming up shortly.
Man, that line of cars off of Washington there to get into the free parking.
Whew. The IHOP is a hopping this morning, David.
Yes, it is. People are going to leave their car in line and just go get breakfast, come back.